with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, how is my favorite Israeli?
I'm so
you better not let Rally mark.
You're going to ask me hard questions.
No, I'm so not. I'm actually, we're going to talk elections, but even before we talk elections, Andrea, I want to know.
Yes.
Are you not fatigued? Is there not such a thing as Israeli election fatigue? Because I'm kind of feeling it.
It's so, you know, you're asking me, I have to change the name of this slot, what I see from my Jerusalem window, because my window is not so interesting these days. And I'm definitely not seeing political posters. I'm not seeing campaign posters. I'm not seeing buttons. I'm not seeing flyers. Everybody is just so, yeah, what day is the election? Is it Monday, Tuesday? When is that? And the joke here is that people should fill out their envelopes for the next one to save time and money.
Oh, no. Andrew, you know what I don't understand is that the issues are so unbelievably existentially important in Israel, so much more than in most other countries, and yet you guys just can't get it together.
Well, that's where the miracle of God comes in, because anybody else being this neglectful of say, the nation's political health, the country should have imploded. But instead, we're soaring. Some people are even saying, like, do we really need a government? We seem to be doing fine, thank you. We're going to cure coronavirus in 3 months. You know, pancreatic cancer, please God, will be a thing of the past without a government. The government seems to, if only, get in the way.
Wow, that is an interesting take on it, because, yeah, one does wonder how you have managed to operate, but back at the ranch you have. I mean, you just have, so maybe there's a point to that.
Yeah, but don't quote me. No, if anybody says I said it, I'll say you're a liar.
Let's talk about Naftali Bennett, because he has been known to be a bit of a firebrand. They say he hasn't matured as a politician. There have been all sorts of comments about him. What's your take?
So, interesting that you say that. I have to tell you, I was never a big Naftali Bennett fan. I actually heard him speaking personally in years past, and I thought, you know, what a snooty little kid. There was something very arrogant, very pompous about him. At the time, he was really a rich boy. I don't know that he was by, you know, that's not always a crime. But I mean, he had sold this multi-million, billion shekel company and sort of had this sense of entitlement. And I must tell you, in my opinion, IMO, Andrea alone, this guy is maturing. He's becoming very, very interesting and worth watching. And I would not have said that 2 years ago. Ironically, the last time I heard him speak was at a South African B'nai Akiva event here in Israel. And I could barely keep my food down. And I mean, he's singing a very mature song. And making a lot of Israelis, certainly to the right of center, feeling a little bit more confident. Even today, Thursday, he actually intercepted, didn't just sign off on, but intercepted the $4 million dollar transfer of money to Gaza, you know, via Iran. From Iran, it was money going to Hamas, and it was going via Gaza, and it was intercepted, and we stopped the money going there. It was terrorist money.
That is interesting. So he's actually delivering.
He's delivering. You know, he always talked a good game, but you know what? It was easy to talk a good game when you were in the opposition.
100%.
But I think he understands politically which side his bread is buttered on, and he has to grow up, because our senior politician, Bibi Netanyahu, whatever Monday evening brings, even if he wins the election on Monday, I doubt very much that there will be another term for him. And they're waiting, you know, who's in the wings? Who's in the wings that's interesting? Right now it's Naftali Bennett, it's Nir Barkat, it certainly isn't Benny Gantz.
And there certainly is something Netanyahu-ish about him. I don't know if I'm just referring to his ability to speak English and to, you know, hold a crowd, but there is something similar that one can pick up between those two.
You know, I think you're right. Again, it is my personal opinion, but he's growing up and he's learning.